You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is Boyle's Law? Any of you that have ever taken college chemistry will recall that some of the first things you learn about are gases. More specifically, the relationship between pressure, volume, and temperature. One of those laws is Boyle's Law, named after a chemist from the 1600s, Robert Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E. He studied how there is an inverse relationship between pressure and volume of a gas. This means that if the pressure on a gas is doubled, its volume decreases by half. Conversely, if the volume of the gas is doubled, its pressure is halved. This relationship occurs when the temperature is kept the same, what scientists call a constant temperature. His experiments, performed 350 years ago, were pretty cool. He had a tall glass tube in the shape of the letter J. This hooked tube was sealed at the short bottom end of the J and open at the tall top end. Boyle would pour mercury into the open top end. Now, mercury is a heavy metallic liquid element. Since it's heavy, it would sink and block off air, trap air in the short closed loop of the J-tube. That trapped air had a measurable pressure. Boyle determined that if he continued to pour in enough mercury so that the volume of trapped air was half as much, the pressure of that trapped air doubled. This relationship is represented by an equation called Boyle's Law, PV equals K, or pressure times volume is a constant value. Another way to write it is P1 V1 equals P2 V2, or pressure times volume of the first sample of gas before you do an experiment or make any changes will equal pressure times volume after you do your experiment. Here's a fun home experiment to show that pressure-volume relationship. You'll need a large, clear plastic syringe without a needle. 50 or 100 milliliter will work. The wider, the better. You can get them at pharmacies or online at supply places such as Amazon. Blow a little air into a balloon, not much, and then tie it. It has to be small enough to fit in the syringe chamber. Put the plunger part of the syringe into the syringe and cover the syringe tip's hole with your finger so air can't go out. As you push on the plunger, the increase in air pressure in the chamber will decrease the volume, the size of the balloon. Well, we've just learned a little bit about Boyle's Law. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.